When the food truck craze hit Orlando a couple of years ago, it hit hard. Seemingly overnight, dolled-up utility trucks were everywhere, serving up all kinds of creative fare on the cheap. Food truck gatherings, like the DailyCity.com's Food Truck Bazaar and Tasty Tuesdays in the Milk District, turned quiet parking lots into mini-festivals. Food trucks roamed the city at lunch, and in the evenings, they parked outside bars, giving hungry patrons a convenient way to fill their bellies. But according to the city, the food trucks didn't have any right to be doing business. Despite the fact that so-called roach coaches have been part of the city's fabric seemingly forever, no rules were ever put in place to specifically regulate food trucks. They were treated as intensive retail, and as long as they didn't violate other city ordinances, they were mostly left alone. Not anymore. On May 20th, the city passed a temporary use permit measure that put some restrictions on the trucks. In addition to common sense rules, like requiring trucks to obtain specific permits and tax docs, the rules also have some measures that could hurt some food truck entrepreneurs who've already found their niche. For instance, no food trucks would be allowed to operate in the downtown core unless they're in concession with the city. Trucks will only be allowed to do business on private property one day per week unless they're permanent installations at that location. We've posted the complete list of rules at OrlandoWeekly.com. The city says it passed the rules because it had to. Food trucks were way more popular than anyone ever anticipated. But in reality, the food truck craze has finally quieted to a dull roar. Why wait till now to make the food trucks dance for their empanada?